Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Los Angeles, California, and welcome to WWE Let's Play! From Austin, Texas, and hopefully will be back every night. He gains his first professional wrestling victory. He is brought to you by the fans. He is made by the fans. He is the fan fan. This is fantastic. Johnny Evangelista.
Now here's what the fans want to see.
Call it a feeling, call it a knee-jerk comment, but something tells me that young Joey Evangelista, the fan's fan, is finally going to knock down the door of victory, breaking on through to the other side. Winless since entering WWE, Evangelista needs this match because if he doesn't win tonight, some are saying that he should just simply find a place with less competition. Speaking of competition and a much-needed win, you can tell by the ladies crying and the fact that they're pulling to their knees that it's time to greet the sexiest man alive.
And here's opponent. He comes to us from Detroit, Michigan, and is known by the ladies as the sexiest man alive. The man who has the motto of hump and dump. Females around the world, fall to your knees and greet the sexiest man alive. He is Madam Brandon.
I'm just not really sure if Magnum Randall understands what's at stake here. Refusing to show up at signings and refusing to do scheduled interviews, it appears Magnum Randall once again is having a contract dispute with Mr. Batiste, entering the ring completely out of shape. I just have to say for the record, hey Magnum, you know those love handles? Well, they're not cool. Fans, the time has come for me to stop talking. It's the event you've all been waiting for. It's Last Rites, presented by the WWANEWrestling.org. Sit down, relax, enjoy the show, because the referee is called for the bell. And here we go! The crowd immediately settles into their seats, and you can see the caution on young Joey Evangelista's face as he circles the ring with his eyes riveted right on Magnum Randall. Diving into the center of the ring, forming a push and pull collar dive, Evangelista forces Magnum into the corner, immediately releasing the hold. And look at Evangelista's clean break, allowing the sexiest man alive back up into the neutral position. Way to go, Joey. You don't need to cheat to beat this guy. Slapping his shoulder to invoke circulation and his ring. Randall engages in a second collar tie over the logo, but this time it's Randall who forces Joey into the corner with a fistful of hair. Evangelista leans back into the turnbuckle with his hands in the air in a neutral position, and Magnum rifles into him with a killer knife edge chop to the chest. Come on, referee! The referee is screaming at Randall to break the hold, but Evangelista isn't waiting. Reversal in the corner by the fans' fan, and now it's Joey Evangelista who's unloading with alternate chop. Left chop, right chop, left chop, right chop, double chop to the throat, and Randall fights off the sting. Randall's battling back with punches of his own. Joey returns fire with an awesome haymaker, and both men are empty in the tank in a flurry of punches. My God, this is an unbelievable way to start off Last Rites. Oh, did you see the no-hands headbutt by Joey Evangelista? What a veteran move. My God, smack dab in the middle of his nose. Magnum Randall is dazed, and you can see the water welling up in his eye. He can barely see. He's definitely stunned. Pushing Randall up this side of the rope. Joey Evangelista uses the nylon to send the sexiest man alive into the opposite rope, courtesy of a hard Irish whip. Charging hard is Evangelista, and look out! Oh! Leaping high and into the face of Randall, and Magnum Randall looks completely confused in there. Joey Evangelista hooks the leg for the cover in the count. One, two, two, three, and oh my God, how did Randall get his shoulder up in time? I just don't know. And Joey Evangelista is on a roll, and he's picking up the injured Magnum Randall off the canvas, and Joey is now signaling to the crowd that he's going for a powerbomb. Can Joey Evangelista even spell powerbomb? The crowd is calling for his approval. Joey gives it, the fans gives it, but Randall has enough time to arch backwards, and there goes Joey Evangelista, courtesy of a back body drop, up and over and down onto the hard concrete floor, the product of a quick-thinking Magnum Randall, shaking out the cobwebs and rolling under the bottom rope. Magnum nails Joey in the face with the brutal right cross, and down goes a fans fan, face first into the mat in Ric Flair-like fashion. Oh my God, what's Magnum doing? Fans, Magnum Randall is taking a table out from underneath the ring, and he's setting it up, and it has to be about 15 feet from the apron. Onto the surface of Extreme goes Young Joey Evangelista, and what could Magnum Randall be thinking? I just don't know. Oh, wait a minute, folks. Randall is climbing back up into the ring, and he's charging towards the opposite side of the ropes. He's using it for momentum, and here he comes. He's leaping into the air. He's springboarding up the nylon. Here comes the pain. Arabian leg drop, and good Lord almighty, Joey Evangelista has been driven through that table with a force like I have never before seen from Magnum Randall. Listen to the crowd chant. This place has become unglued, and we're only minutes into the opening match. Wait a second. Are you serious, folks? Believe it or not, Magnum Randall is limping up to his feet after that hellacious leg drop that planted Joey Evangelista through the table. And you guessed it, he's calling for another table. Setting up this table about 20 feet from the apron, 5 feet more than the last, Magnum Randall strikes Joey Evangelista from the wreckage, and folks, I don't even know if Evangelista is conscious. Back into the ring and stopping to catch his breath, Magnum Randall climbs up to the top rope, and he's running his thumb across his neck, looking out into the sea of extreme. Wait a minute. There's no way. No, it can't be. It can't be. He was banned for WWE for life. He's not allowed to wrestle here. He's done, Mr. Batista. Never again. Oh, my God. Parting the curtains to a deafening roar. It's him. It's him. It is. He's here. It's the drunken bastard, Billy Ray. And he's out of his mind drunk. The crowd is intoxicated with excitement. And here comes Magnum Randall barreling down the aisle. Magnum Randall hates Billy Ray. Randall reaches back. Wild clothesline from hell. Misses the mark. And Billy Ray counters. Oh, he just smashed a beer can right into the face of Magnum Randall. Randall's eyes sting from the now open can. Oh, and Billy Ray is cutting his forehead open. My God, Irish whip into the railing. And snap, crackle, pop. This sexiest man alive is being ripped apart by Billy Ray. Follow up knee to the face by Ray and grabbing Randall by the ears. Ray begins to slam back the back of his head into the steel railing without caution or care. Here comes the groggy Evangelista from behind the bleachers. Oh, bomb into the face, and Joey Evangelista is blinded. Kick to the stomach of the fans fan and securing Joey's head between his eyes. Oh my God, Ray just piled on Joey Evangelista onto the concrete head first, and look at Evangelista shaking from the impact. Holy cow, can you believe Billy Ray is causing such a ruckus out here? Looking at the blood pouring from Joey Evangelista's head, I can only say this. I hope that Billy Ray makes this one merciful, rolling both men back into the ring. Ray opens up another can of beer, and he's pouring it all over his opponents, wobbly and staggering all the way into the corner. Ray can barely climb the turnbuckle. He's so out of his mind. He's up on the top. It looks like he's going to fall. He's teetering. Here comes the beer bomb senton. Yeah! Ray connects with his finisher and hooking leg of both men. Is this even legal? 1, 2, 3, I guess it is, because this one is over, and Billy Ray has not only returned to WWE, but he has also defeated Magnum Randall and Joey Evangelista at the same time.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of this contest by pinfall, the Drunken Bastard, Billy Ray.
I can definitely see blood all over the place from an open wound in the top of his head, and at this time, we're going to be forced to take a break. I know it's not scheduled, but we have to take a break because the medical team needs to attend to Joey Evangelista. As for Magnum Randell, well, he's being tended to as well. And as the losing streak of Magnum Randell continues for yet another month, you have to wonder if this is going to be the last time we're going to see Magnum Randell or Joey Evangelista in WWE. My God, Evangelista is in need of some serious medical attention. Folks, we'll be right back.